Welcome to the Darien Heritage Trail Oral Histories. I'm here today with Bob Fatherly from the First Congregational Church. Hi, Bob. How are you?
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. So, what is your connection to the First Congregational Church?
What is my connection?
Yes.
Well, I was born and brought up here. I was baptized here.
Were you? Oh, that's insane.
Baptized here. My grandparents belonged here. My mother and father belonged here. And I am a direct descendant of the first minister.
Moses Mather, right?
Moses Mather, right.
Yes. That's
so
awesome.
That's my connection. I also went to, we had a youth group here.
Mm-hmm.
We called it the Pilgrim Fellowship.
Oh.
And we were very active in the community. Nice. And it was an exciting group to be in. We'd go to New York City and all over the place mm-hmm. for missionary work.
Yes.
Really so cool. That's my connection.
Yes.
And I am a deacon. My grandparents were deacons.
So you have a long line of descendants here, which is so cool. Having like a long line of descendants that have gone to this church.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Same. So how does this church resemble how it was when you first started coming here, when your parents came here? Has it kind of evolved with time, or is it kept true to its original tradition?
Several things. First, the church is larger mm-hmm. than it was. The church building, called the edifice,
mm-hmm.
Has had some upgrades and renovations.
Mm-hmm.
The church used to be across the street in Moses Mather's day, where the parking lot is.
Yeah, yeah.
And then in 1837, they needed to build a bigger church, so they moved across the street here and built this church in 1837. The church across the street was built in 17-something or other. I don't know mm-hmm. which. And the parsonage where the minister lives was built in 1928.
Nice.
There was another parsonage across the street.
Mm-hmm.
Another connection that I have here is my great-great-grandfather, Charles Swan Walker.
Charles Swan Walker.
Is on a placard in the lobby of the church.
Oh, wow.
He was a minister here 1871 to 72.
That
my
great
great grandfather.
Wow.
My mother or my parents were members. My wife is a member. Mm-hmm. Julie is her name.
Nice.
And we live in Westport.
Nice. That's awesome. So you've been born and raised here.
Born and raised.
Nice. So what influences
baptized.
Baptized as well. That's insane.
Right here.
That is wow. And this was
I was baptized by the same minister that married my parents here.
Wow.
Philip Gordon Scott was a widely beloved minister here for many mm-hmm. years, and he married my parents here.
So, I mean, I'm sure you know what happened I can't remember the year, but when Moses Mather was in here preaching and the Redcoats came in and completely, didn't they take him captive? Is that what happened?
They took him captive, and he was arrested and taken to a prison in Long Island.
Mm-hmm.
From there. And did you ever hear of the Tories?
I have heard of the Tories, yes.
The Tories were a group in Darien
mm-hmm.
who were still loyal to the English crown.
Yeah.
And they didn't like the way Moses Mather was preaching.
Mm-hmm.
Because Moses Mather was preaching against the King of England and for the American Revolution.
Mm-hmm.
And Moses Mather also was a big advocate for women's rights. Now, in the 18th century, since it was a patriarchal society,
mm-hmm.
women's rights didn't amount to much.
Yep.
And yet, behind every great man, there's a woman.
I love that saying.
It's true.
It is.
It's true. And that Moses Mather was married to, I can't remember her name. I'll think of it. A very powerful woman
mm-hmm.
who was able to inspire him and, you know,
yeah.
move him forward in these in advocacy. So there is kind of a history of our association with his church.
What originally sparked your interest in the First Congregational
Church? Because I've been a member my entire life.
Exactly.
I have never needed a spark.
Yeah.
It's always been there.
Mm-hmm.
But I've been a member since I was a baby, since I was baptized here. I consider myself part of the history of this church.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? What hasn't changed is the church's activist visibility in the community, and I think the Darien Congregational Church is trying to be more of a presence in the community, an activist in social causes.
Mm-hmm.
There was a time where we were kind of a little bit distant.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the Moses Mother, they certainly knew about the church in Darien. And then I think there was a period of years where we were more to ourselves, and now we're trying to be more active in the community and more visible.
Mm-hmm.
Mother was an outspoken advocate for church and state's rights and women's rights. Our minister currently has not been carried away, but she is passionate about what she does. Over the years, the edifice,
Yes. This
edifice,
mm-hmm.
and property have undergone improvements and renovations. Mather's tenure of 62 years,
wow.
62 years,
that's...
will never be repeated.
Wow.
Now, the story about Mather was when the church fathers...
Mm-hmm.
We weren't talking about the church women, we're talking about the church fathers in the 18th century. We're looking for what we call a settled minister. Moses Mather was recruited from Yale Divinity School in the 1700s. The church fathers made him come down here and preach for one full year before they called him as their settled minister.
That is a long time.
And then he lasted 62 years.
Is there anything in the church today that was there when Moses Mather was here? Like any artifacts or anything like that?
There is something called the Minister's Calling Book.
Okay.
And the Calling Book was started by my great-grandfather, Charles Swan Walker.
Mm-hmm.
It was a big book like this, bound in leather.
Yeah.
And it contained the names of all the parishioners that he called upon to minister to them, if they were shut-ins or sick or old, or just wanting to keep in touch. Middlesex Parish, in order for people living in Middlesex Parish to get approval for any changes in town, new buildings, new churches, they had to go to Hartford.
Really?
For the state legislature to get permission.
Yeah.
And therefore, the town, the citizens of Middlesex Parish petitioned the state government to allow them to establish a town called Darien and also a town called Fairfield so that people in Darien could walk to Fairfield, which was kind of a county seat.
Yeah.
And get permission to do things they had to do.
So they asked for the establishment of like two separate towns, basically?
What was?
They asked for like the establishment of two separate towns.
Yeah. Westport.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to remember. There was Norwalk, Westport, Fairfield. Norwalk was established in 1651.
Wow.
Been around a long time.
Yeah.
Fairfield was established in 1727.
Mm-hmm.
Westport was established in 1820.
Mm-hmm.
So Westport's kind of a newcomer.
Yeah.
So you got Norwalk, Westport, Fairfield. All these people were tired of having to go and genuflect in Hartford to the state legislature.
Mm-hmm.
So they founded these towns here, so they could be autonomous.
Yes.
So that's the deal.
And that's how Darien basically came today. Is a bunch of people who wanted to be separate from Harvard. Well, thank you so much for being here today. We really appreciate it.